Hello Zimbabwe, welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Thabo Kangule. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing youth delinquencies as the festive season approaches, drug and substance abuse practices, sex or fuzu parties, drunken driving, theft and violent activities are some of the things youths do during the festive season. But first, President-elect Donald Trump has chosen retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg to be his special envoy for Ukraine and Russia, where Trump has promised to bring a quick end to the war. VOA's Tatiana Vorosko looks into Kellogg's career, his vision for ending the war, and the challenges he might face in his new mission.
President-elect Donald Trump has selected 80-year-old retired Army Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg as his special envoy for Ukraine and Russia. Kellogg served as National Security Council Chief of Staff during Trump's first term. Kurt Volker, the U.S. Special Representative for Ukraine negotiations during the first Trump administration, says the president-elect made a good choice.
He's an experienced military leader, I believe a three-star general, which is quite substantial. He has a close relationship with President Trump, so they're able to communicate directly.
Volker says Kellogg's job will be to implement Trump's vision to quickly end the war in Ukraine.
It is to convey the messages from President Trump, convey the reality on the ground and the messages back from any parties.
As co-chair of the Center for American Security at the America First Policy Institute, Kellogg offered a plan to end the war in Ukraine. He recommended that the U.S. begin a formal policy to seek a ceasefire and negotiated settlement. Under the plan, if Kyiv agreed to enter talks with Russia, the U.S. would continue to arm Ukraine. To persuade Russia to participate in the negotiations, Kellogg suggested delaying Ukraine's membership in NATO in exchange for security guarantees. He spoke to VOA about his plan in July.
That does not mean that Ukraine surrenders. That does not mean they give up the territory.
Kellogg criticized the Biden administration for not doing enough to support Ukraine militarily. Evelyn Farkas, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Russia, Ukraine and Eurasia during the Obama administration, agrees.
He has rightly put his finger on some of the weaknesses under the current administration and previous administrations, meaning we weren't strongly enough in support of Ukraine in terms of our material support. I think that the Trump administration is off to a good start in terms of appointing someone who's a capable expert and then, you know, also highlighting it as an important priority.
John Harps, the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine from 2003 to 2006, says Kellogg understands that Putin's aggression in Ukraine is a threat to American interests in Europe and worldwide.
He understands that ending the war in a way that ensures, as Trump wants, Ukraine's survival is important to the United States.
Former Trump National Security Advisor, now outspoken Trump critic John Bolton, says that Kellogg does not have enough experience for the job.
He doesn't have a sense of the conflict himself. He's an opponent of NATO in many respects.
David Kramer was the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasia Affairs during the George W. Bush administration. He sees Trump's proposed national security team as a hopeful sign for Ukraine and Europe.
So I think the choice of General Kellogg, for example, as a special envoy is a very hopeful sign. Senator and hopefully Secretary of State Rubio also understands the situation well. The National Security Advisor, Michael Wirtz, is a very strong pick.
Kellogg is expected to work closely with Wirtz, who praised him on X as committed to bringing the war in Ukraine to a peaceful resolution. Tatiana Voroshko, VOA News, Washington.
With the spread of false information, thank you for that report, Tatiana. Is the youth in Africa safe from the spread of false information? If not, is there any mechanism in place to protect them? With the spread of false information on social media, journalists in Mozambique are on the front line in the fight against mis- and disinformation. Amarlis Akal has the report from Maputo.
Here in the Evidences newsroom in Maputo, Mozambique, Reginaldo Chambul and his team are working to set the record straight in a bid to combat misinformation and disinformation. He and his colleague Nelson Mukanzi say they co-founded the print and digital news outlet 4 years ago because many other organizations were not fact-checking or using data and analysis in their reporting. Chambuli says their audience quickly took off.
The Evidencias newspaper may have gained greater visibility, greater prominence in such a short space of time because of the way we approach journalism itself. We once had a page where we fact-checked the main news stories circulating on social media.
This year, Chambuli reported on why Yusufu Momadi, the leader of RENAMO, Mozambique's main opposition party, had not been seen in public in the first week during the presidential campaign. Evidences began investigating a photo on the candidate's Facebook page that appeared to suggest that Momadi was working in a mission abroad.
We already had contact with some image verification tools. We took the image and put it into the software and found that the image had been published on the same page in 2019. That was the change of narrative that could have misinformed the public.
With the spread of false information on social media, the Media Institute of Southern Africa, or MISA, Mozambique's journalist Armando Nyantumbu says that investing in technology is needed on newsrooms to train journalists on how to combat mis- and disinformation.
Thanks to technology, we have greater access to information, and we are able to participate more and more in governance issues, for example, which was difficult 30 years ago. What is happening is that, alongside these advantages, there are disadvantages. One of the disadvantages is precisely disinformation.
Disadvantages é exatamente este fenômeno da desinformação.
MISA Mozambique provide fact-checking service and trained journalists, Nyantumbu says.
Existe no espaço digital.
There are digital tools that help us to do this, and we at MISA Mozambique have been organizing training for journalism students, for journalists and the civil society on how to use these platforms.
Dantes de jornalismo, treinamentos para jornalistas.
As society relies more on social media for information. Media advocate says the work of groups like Evidencias and MISA Mozambique will be a powerful tool in accurately and objectively informing the public. Amarilis Gulli, VOA Africa, Maputo, Mozambique.
With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. reconnect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. As we ring in the festive season, parents are expressing concern over delinquent behaviors by young children during such times. The youngsters end up involving themselves in risky activities that may have lifelong repercussions. In October this year, 38 minors were arrested in Bulawayo's Pumla South suburb for hosting a vuzu party where they take drugs, alcohol, and engage in sex. A Bulawayo woman, Mr. Apanasha Mpofu, who disciplined teenagers, including her own child, in November this year, was this week set free by the High Court following a 2-year sentence by the Magistrates Court. Another parent had approached the court saying she had no right to discipline her child. These vices put children in danger of contracting sexually transmitted infections and turning into drug addicts. According to the Elizabeth Glacier Pediatric AIDS Foundation, nearly 1.4 million people were living with HIV in Zimbabwe in 2019, and 84,000 of these individuals being children under the age of 15. To discuss this, we are joined by Pastor Vernon Chamba in Harare. Welcome to the show, Pastor Chamba.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Pastor Chamba. We also have Mr. Dominic Vundla, the founder and chairperson of Chefunye Social Association in Matabeleland North. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo, Vundla. Siyabonga. We also have Mr. Macleo Mapfumo of Speed Rovers Academy in Harare. Tinokamushirai muchirongwa vaMapfumo. Tinotenda. Unfortunately, we were unable to bring a female on this panel, but we'll do our best next week to have them on this show. We'll start with you, Mr. Vundla. As a young person, what do you think motivates this sinister behavior by teenagers? Ukuthi baqalise ukwenza ama sex party, ukudakwa lokunye ngalesi sikhathi sekhisimusi, Mr. Vundla, what's your take? Kuhle kube ukuqalisa khonapho kulumathe kusiya khatshana. Ubona ngani konke lokho kuvangela yikwini?
Ngathi nje lokho kuyenziwa kakhulu ngithanda imali ikakhulu emantombazaneni abasakhulayo. Nokungatholi support nje ebazalini babo. Ngala izinto eziyabe zihamba phambili esikhathini esiningi leso. Nokungalaleli kwabo nje abantwana.
Yeah, siyabonga Baba Vundla. Mr. Mapfumo, what's your take? What do you think motivates teenagers to go this way?
Can you come again? I think there's a major problem.
Okay, Mr. Mapfumo, I was saying, what's your take? What do you think causes teenagers and other young kids to engage in such a behavior, especially during this festive season?
Okay. Looking at the current situation in Zimbabwe, we find that a lot of young people, especially growing up in the high density suburbs, they are facing many issues like poverty, the crime, and also the issue of limited access to resources. for some of these issues are leading to delinquencies among most of the young people in our country.
Thank you, Mr. Mapfumo. Mfundisi Tamba, muri kuona vechidiki ndimi munosangana navo kumakereke apo muchimbotaura taura navo kuti muvabatsire vave neremangwana rakanaka. Pamunotaura navo nekutaura nevabereki, ndezvipi zvimwe zvezvinhu zvamunoona zvichitungamira zvinokonzera kuti vechidiki vange vachirasika nenzira dzakadai muZimbabwe?
Alright, mazuta nengu hain, chendinaona ndiche kuti wabereki atisi kunyatso uongorora wanavedu shangwari zaavu za wano tamba nazo, wabereki atisi kunyatso ugona basaredu, nekuti wanawa jimisho wano zikumisira wakuita, jimisho wakaona isi wabereki wachita, saka jimisho wataka ita shitazo kana utima mistakes, ataita dzasa vabereki vanavedu vanoona vachikura. Saka isusu vabereki tinofanira kuti tipe dzidziso dzakasimba kuvana vedu vachiri vadiki, tovaudza kuti vasiyane nezvinhu zvinodhaka. Ende zvakare makereke ndo vamwe vari kuti tinoita kakuneta pakudzidzisa, hatisi kunyatsopa dzidziso dzakakwana kuvana vedu. Vana vedu vanofanira kugona kuziva, kuwana ruzivo ruzere kuti zvinhu zvinopinza munjodzi. Ende uye zvikisimusi zvakafanana nenguva yatari, inguva yekuti tinofanira kunge tichipembera kuzvarwa kwaKristu achiuya panyika. Saka vana vanenge vakuta zvinodhaka zvinodii, havana dzidziso dzizhinji. Chavanotofunga, vanotofunga kuti zvinhu zvisinga zvinotogona kutofadza Kristu wacho. Saka kumakereke tiri kufanira kuwedzera dzidziso yedu, tinyatsokudzi kuzivisa vana kuti kisimusi chii, uyezve tivadzidzise kuti zvinopinza munjodzi dzakaita sei. Vana vanogumisira vakuita zvirwere, zvirwere zvisingarapike. Ende vana vedu vetinopa mafoni kuti vaite mafoni, hatigone kuzoongorora kuti pamwe mafoni ipapo vari kuenda paintaneti vachiona zvinhu zvakaita sei. Kunyange mafirimu mabhaisikopu avanopureya, vari kumbona mafirimu akaita sei, kunyange patv chaipo vana vedu vana vachiona chivhitivhiti, maprograms ati zvinhu zvese izvozvozvo zvinowedzera, zvinoparticipata pakuzokonzeresa vana vedu kuti vapinde mumisikanzwa. Hazvitangire kuti vadhake, asi zvinhu hazvitangire pakudhakwa chete. Zvinhu zvavajaira kugara vachiona pamafoni, vachiona lifestyle dzevamwe pachivhitivhiti. Saka tinofanira kuongorora vana vedu kuti zvii zviri kuvanakidza, maprograms api anovanakidza mumafoni avo pamawairesi pazvivhitivhiti. Saka vabereki ngationgororei vana vedu zvakanyanya, tizive kuti vari kutamba nani, shamwari dzipi dzavanosikira nadzo nedzipi nzvimbo dzavanoenda kana vasipo pamba. Zvingatibatsire zvikoro.
Tinotenda mufundisa. Siphenduke kwelapo baba Vundla. Ule nhlanganiso esebenza labatsha, ungasela ukuthi inhlanganiso le lisebenza njani labatsha, njalo iphathisa kanganani abatsha ukuthi benelise ukuthi babalekele okubi lokhu okwenziwa ngabanye, okufana lokudakwa, ukuthatha izidakamizwa? Sibona abanye bengasenelisi ukuthi baqhubeke ngesikolo kumbe ukuthi basebenze ngoba sebevele sebebuswa-ke izidakamizwa. Yikuyini elikwenza njengehlanganiso elingathi lisebenza labatsha, libona sengathi kuzaphathisa ukuthi lakusasa labo libe lihle, baba Fundla?
Esingafisi nje kakhulu ukuthi abantu abasesebatsha bayazithanda kakhulu izinto ezidabulisayo. So sibone kakhulu ukuthi izinto zama-art and culture ziyakwanisa ukuletha injabulo ebantwaneni kakhulu. Uma sikhuluma ngezinkonzo, sikhuluma ngamabhuku, sikhuluma ngokudayiva, sikhuluma ngokugida, ngokusalela kwezingoma. So uma sithi masihlangana labo siyenza leyo mcimbi noma leyo mhlangano, baba bayakhululeka kakhulu uma siyenza lezi zinto, sikwazi ukuthi sithole labo abanga kulezo zinto esingazibala ukuthi kuba ngama-abuse noma kuba yikuyindezeleka. Kodwa-ke siyabe sithole amathuba amaningi khona lapho uma siyenza leyo mhlangano noma leyo msebenzi, sikwazi ukukhuluma nabo, sibancedise kakhulu, sibafundise langokuthi kubaluleke kangakanani ukuziphatha kahle kakhulu amantombazane, ngoba yiyo angindezeseka kakhulu. ngiyabona ukuthi inhlangano ezikhona ezikahulumeni noma lezizimeleyo ziyafika emakhaya kodwa kayifiki ngendlela eyabifanele ngifike ngalo noma ngazi ukuthi ulwazi abalifikisayo emantombazaneni noma nasebafaneni singathi bayababandlula ngoba ufike esikhathini esiningi ngenedisa amantombazane bengananzeleli ukuthi labafana labo babethini ukuthi zifundise ukuthi amantombazane aphathwa kanjani noma masibehlangene bebonke baphatha kanjani futhi izinto ezinyezinto ma bebonke abangafani sikizenza. So thina njengenhlangano siyababonisa ukuthi bebabili imfana nentombazana ziningi izinto abangazenza ngaphandle kokuya emacansini, ngaphandle kokuba ingenela ingoma selisilwa noma ngokuxabana noma ngokuchasana. So siye sibafundise futhi nokuthi kubalulekile kakhulu ukuba ngumntwana obuye ezimele. Inhlangano ethi iyibhekelele kakhulu nje into abantwana kakhulu abantwana abasesemakhaya ngoba kungabantwana abangenalo ulwazi lwama-inthanethi, abantwana ababona uma bebona izinto ezintsha sebezibona bezithathele phezulu futhi bezijabulele kakhulu ukuthi nabo befinyelele kuze noma kuyabe kuyizinsimbi noma kuwutshwala obuphuzayo noma obudakayo. So siyabe siyafundisa kakhulu ukuthi kuyingozi kangakanani futhi kubaluleke kangakanani ukuthi bona beqine noma begqine lokhu abakwanisa ukukwenza.
Siyabonga baba Funda laphana uchaze sibili wayichaya ekhanda. Mr. Mapfumo, sport has been touted as something that can help young people. Do you think your academy and others are making a difference in Zimbabwe when it comes to young people?
I think when it comes to the young people, many organizations also including my academy are really trying to fight the environment that we are working under. Because if you look at sports, sport is something that promotes teamwork. It's something that promotes discipline. It promotes perseverance. And also the issue of exercise. You know, it's really, because it's happening on the holiday, we have got more time. But I wonder, let's say, the world is not the same. And also, you know, it's really important for putting our social connections there and now. Because if you go up on kind of thing, you are going to develop my new social skills, you are going to do new friendships, right?
Tinotenda vamapfumo. Mfundisi Chambapa mataura mambo taura nyaya kuti vabereki varifanira kunge vachiteverera vachiona kuti vana vavo vari kuita sei. Pa kana tichitarisa nyaya yevabereki tingati here kuparara kwe muri kana kuti yatinoti ma broken marriages iri kuwedzerawo here dambudziko iri uyezve semuri uyezve sene community vanhu vangaita sei kuti vabatsire vechidiki kuti vasiye zvinodhaka vasiye zvimwe zvese izvi zvatiri kutaura nezvazvo
hongu vanhu vane vanobva ichokwadi kumabroken families anoparticipata kuti vana vagumisire vakupinda nenjodzi dzakadai asi ivo vacho vanenge vachichengeta vana vedza mwana ari kugara kunana baba kuhama dzaamai kuti ivavava ndo vatoma guardians ake ndo vatoma acting parents kuri kugara mwana iyewe uri kuchengeta mwana semunhu mukuru watoo baba wemwana watova amai vemwana saka inini pfungwa dzangu kana kuti ndinokufungira kuti ngatiaplayei uchenjeri nekuti vana ngavapiwe mutemo nekuti isusu taakuita sekunge taakufungidzira kuti chirungu kuti ukatengera ngana form 4 foni yake anosvikira paTikTok hatisi kuziva tari kuonei paInstagram hatisi kuziva tari hachisi chirungu kufoira dzidziso kuvana hachisi chirungu kusiya vana kupa vana freedom tikuona vabereki ndikuramba ndichidzoka kuvabereki tikutange tikupa vana rusununguko rwakanyanyisa kana kuti rinopfurikidza kufuura rwetinofanira kuvapa vana ngavatengerwe mabhuku ngativatsvagirei mabhuku ekuti vanhu vanoita madrugs vanhu vanenge vachiita zvemutoriro vanhu vari kurumwa chii zvinozogumisira chakuitika kwavari ngativatsvagirei mabhuku anodzidzisa kuti zvirwere zvipi zvavanozogumisira vakusangana nazvo vakawanza zvinhu zvinana guka zvinana mutoriro vana ngavatorwe ngativa nenguva navo vekuenda kana kunyange kushanyira kuchipatara zvinobvumidzwa zvipatara hazvirambidze unoratidza mwana wako uri kuona uyarapa aiita zvemutoriro aiputa mbanje aida yakazogumisira openga dziriko nzvimbo dzinochengeta mapenzi evanhu vaitora zvinhu zvakadaro ngatiwanei ngatisashayei nguva yekuti tingatadzi kuenda nayo let's not get too much busy for our children vana ngavadzidziswe kuti zvinhu zvinofamba zvakadai zvakadai kana kumajeri chaiko handei nawo vana unoona ndinofunga nekutenda inini kuti mwana akaenda mujeri achionekwa kuti uyu uri kumona ari kunzi akauraya nhingi nekuti anga akadhakwa nemutoriro nini hona akapiwa makora akati uri kuona zvezvinoita mwana achiona zvinhu izvozvo hana yake inorova hana yake ngatiwanei tichiita maprograms ezvakare kuti yedza mumvuro chipiri kana chitatu ngatiwanei kana mazuva maviri etinowana nevabereki vedu kana dziri ne vana vedu kana dziri 30 minutes vana ngavadzidziswe ngazvidzike ngazvipinde mavari mumwoyo yavo mupfungwa dzavo kuti chinhu ichi chinokuvadza chinhu ichi chinouraya
tinotenda mfundisi Chamba vavafundla ngamafichane sigqiba uhlelo lethu singathi elakusasa lavatsha liphazanyiswa kangakanani yilokhu njalo yiwuphi umbiko ongawutshiyela abadala kumbe abazali sigqiba uhlelo lwanamhlanje kwesikhathana nje kokwemizuzu emfitshane ungangena lapha vundla
esingakutsho amantombazana anamalungelo amaningi kakhulu futhi okuyiyo futhi abuye moshe futhi ikusasa labo noma kuyiyo futhi abuye futhi baphazamise ngoba abuya futhi amalungelo abo ewasebenzise ngendlela engalungile noma ngendlela erongo bebuye futhi besabisa abazali ngesikhathi bezama ukubakhuza lapho bephuma endleleni bengayenze okulungile kodwa bebuye futhi bebasabise ngamalungelo abanawo kuona ngoba abathaywa noma akabaphosa ikhaya
siyabongakakhulu
bebuye futhi benandele lendawo
siyabonga siyabonga babafundla yes siyabonga babafundla sibonge njalo umfundisi Chamba lo mnumzana Makhlio Maphumo ngokungena kuhlelo lethu lanamhlanje okwanamhlanje that brings us to the end of our show thank you all for joining us signing off in Washington I am Thabo Kancube